Sorry, the older generation. I hate calling you guys that because it makes you sound old, because you're not. This is a scripture the Lord spoke to me out of Deuteronomy 34:7. It's about Moses in the wilderness, right after he died on the mountain. It says, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. And the Lord was just speaking to me, saying to you guys, Moses, up until the very day that he died, was leading the entire nation. He had walked 40 years through the wilderness, and he was old when he started doing that. Like, but the Lord kept him as a leader through that time. His physical body was not diminished. He was not held back by his age, nor was he weakened by anything. He was in the prime of his life to the very day that he died. It says his eyes were not dimmed, nor his natural vigor, his energy, nor was that diminished. And the Lord just wanted me to speak that over you and say, your age matters nothing. I mean, God is a timeless one, so he's really old, and he's not diminished at all. Like, why should it be any different for you guys? And there are no boundaries to the things that you can do. There's no hindrance to your voice, to the actions. You guys can run just as hard and just as fast as anybody. And the Lord just wanted me to speak that over you and pray for you guys really fast. And just release, I just release healing to these bodies in the name of Jesus. Any sickness, any infirmity, any illness that is in these bodies, we command it to go in the name of Jesus. Bodies, we say, rise up as you have been called and be healed in the name of Jesus. We speak peace and life into the minds, the hearts, and the physical bodies in the name of Jesus. And we say, rise up and walk in what you have been called to. And Lord, I ask, as they were saying, covenant up. Bring them to a new level, Lord. And we say we honor you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And, you know, with Anna, one of the things and the delights that I'm seeing in her is that the Lord has really revealed to her heart, and she gets it, what it's like to be a leader and a runner, a forerunner in her generation. And I love just seeing that melding of all these generations together, and I bless you in that. I just bless that, because there's nothing more that Joe and I love more than seeing every generation join. I'm telling you, we need that generation. We've seen a lot in the body of Christ. We've seen that generation non-existent there. And I think a lot of it is because we haven't allowed them the freedom to express God's creativity in them the way God wants to. We try to put it in a box of what, you know, of what we think it should look like. And so we think it's awesome. We say, go run or go. So, amen.
Amen.
That, see, that's a beautiful thing, is that really we're just changing residences. You know, we're going to step, you know, and we step with our vigor right from this right into a whole different, you know, land, or the true home. You know, we are just strangers in foreign land, really. And the whole job in this land is to bring the kingdom and to bring people into the kingdom, and then we go into the fullness of the kingdom when we go on to be with the Lord. Amen. Strength is strength. Lord, okay. Let's do it. Amen. else from the conference that would like to share? One thing I would like to say to all the women who maybe didn't go is I'm going to give you a 12-month notice. The end of April every year is the women's conference. Put it on your calendar. Buy a planner for next year. Write it in there and reserve that time for the company of women, the women of God in the state of Missouri for that special set-apart time. Do it now. And because I tell you, you won't regret it. It's just a great time to be with the Lord and with. We are working on that. We talked about that, and we are coming with a company of men and a men's conference. And so there are some men in the leadership that have talked about that to begin to work on that. So absolutely, we think that's important. And then what we're going to do is we're going to join both of them, the men and women, and have a company together of men and women working together. So we have a powerful time as women. But guess what? When we all get together and do that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Janet, JT?
I'm not last. One thing I've learned about the Missouri prayer movement is that they don't do anything without actual consulting of the Holy Spirit. There was a reason why the banners went first. There was a reason why the trumpeters went first. There was a reason and a purpose for every one of the things that we had done from the opening ceremony of when we first started and what we went through to the closing part of the ceremony. Everybody's here's intercession makes a difference. Everybody. When you breathe the breath of God and you say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, help this person. Jesus, I pray for this person. Every single one of you guys all have that unique ability inside of you to create. We are all created in His image. And yet we are being brought forth even more so as we speak with our creative abilities that He's given us. The thing that came most to me during this conference, I wouldn't be at the conference had it not been for many of you, because you have made an impact in my life, and I thank you for that. Everybody plays a part. We're all intricately connected. You know, you've seen the little children's thing. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the door and see all the people. Okay? Everybody's connected to everybody. Everybody speaks into everybody's life. You give a hug to somebody when they walk in the door, you've ministered to that person. That's what He showed me at this conference. It doesn't matter where you're at or what you're doing. You are a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has called you. He has anointed you. He has placed His Spirit inside of you. And He is going to bring forth His plans and His purposes in your life. And you will be just amazed and stand in awe. And one of the things that He gave me through a prophetic word was, emotions on this. But He said, I see you like a horse that has blinders on. And you have said no to everything else that has been around you. And your eyes have been set forth to the finish line. And He said, and you will get to that finish line. And I think that's for all of us too. Because we have our hearts set. Like Flint, our heart is purposed. Our goals are our desires. We want to see God being poured out in this nation. We want to see God being poured out in our neighborhoods. We want to see God being poured out in our families. And He's going to do that because we have all said yes. It's a very important key. Three little letters and how much it means to Him when we say yes. So I just encourage each one of you, keep doing reading the word. Keep staying in prayer. Keep praying in the spirit, because you are being used and you are here for a reason and a purpose. And I bless you.
Amen. Yeah, I love that. When that analogy came forth with Janice about being a racehorse, I said, man, that is exactly right. She has had those blinders on, and she has focused on Jesus Christ, and she's running the good race. And I just want to thank you. That's absolutely true. God is just confirming to her heart that you are running the good race, because I know that there's a lot of things that have spoken that maybe you're not running the right race, or you're not doing the thing, but the Lord says, I have been your prize. And that makes it, that means that you have been running the race, because I'm your prize. Janice's heart. So, and we love seeing that in her too, don't we? That Jesus Christ is her prize. Amen. Anyone else? No pressure, because before we end, we're all going to line up. We're going to decree something. Women have been the conference, because we're going to release what I believe the Lord wants us to get released. So it's about 12 o'clock, so we want to make sure we take time to do it. I mean, and no pressure if you don't want. Only if she wants to. I mean, if this isn't a have to do. It's only if you want to.
You know, last year I heard the cry of Jay's heart, and Jay's heart is the company of men. And I want you to know, as I sat there, and they even said that, I was like, oh, Jay, God is hearing your heart, and this is going to happen, and it'll be soon, you know. And, oh, gosh, it's just an awesome, awesome time to be in the spirit of our God and to watch those things that he decreed, to watch those things that happened. We started with fire. We went through the healing waters. And one thing I wanted to share, and something that I'd never thought about, but someone brought forward and talked about, is there are pine trees that their seeds, once they fall off, the only way that those trees can grow and start to germinate is when they go through the fire. And if they never have a forest fire and they never go through that fire, that those seeds never happen. And I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, what an awesome thing, and what a small little thing that we see in the natural that needs to happen to each and every one of us in the spirit, is we all have to walk through that fire. And we're talking through the conference, and oh my gosh, Joe, they're talking about Ecclesia. And I was just like, you know, God doesn't ever miss a beat anywhere within the body, no matter where it is, because it was talked about all throughout the conference. So truly, when we think that maybe, oh, are we really hearing what the Lord has for us? Or are we really going the direction we need to go? God is moving his army forward, each and every one of us together. And we have to be ready, and we have to listen to that call, no matter whether we think we're hearing it or not. Listen to that still small voice and move forward, because truly the Lord has taken us up to another level, and we've got to be ready. Even though we're a small group here, a small band, the Lord's always written it on my heart that we are a Gideon's army. And even though we're small, we will do mighty things in the kingdom. We will do mighty things. So don't ever think that any of you are not important in the kingdom of God, because we all have a place.
Woo-hoo. Oh. Okay, so did we not see that gift of encouragement coming out of her? Like, whoa, man, that's what I'm just seeing more and more, is the real true giftings of Pam coming forth. And anytime there was, okay, let's get up and let's go through, we're going to go down, we're going to go through this or go through that, I look and there's Pam, first one. You know, she wants it all, or she doesn't want it at all. It's the all or nothing. And that's what, you know, so blesses me about my sister, is that it's all. It's not nothing, it's all. Christina?
Okay, Dakota, calm down. Everybody knows that I'm a substitute for the school district. Well, I was. The enemy ripped that away from me. I got shorted credit hours, so I've been back in school. Actually, I'm coming to summer, I have two classes to finish, and I'll be back into the school district, which is pretty excited. But I got a lot of confirmation in that. I am going to be a teacher. It's not going to be from a podium, but it's going to be in a casual setting, and that, to me, was, you're doing the right thing. And I want to keep continuing to get my education degree, but like I tell all my friends, I don't want to be in one classroom. I want to be able to walk into any classroom in the school district and touch any of the children. So that was just like an awesome confirmation to me. And then another thing was when Joe gave me my word today, I got a word there that a lady saw a dresser with all of the characters in it. And the top one was like what you want. Like, it could be ice cream or a girly thing or whatever. And I was supposed to take from that every day. So that was just an awesome confirmation. So, thank you.
Thank you, Christine. I love you. You know, Christine is like a treasure chest that's being broken open before the Lord. And it's beautiful to see all the treasures in that chest coming out. And so, amen, girl, you're broke open. I love that. Amen. One thing I want to share with Mom, and then we'll go on to Karen for Mom, is one thing that I heard. She had a prophetic word that she has. It was time for her to rise up into her leadership. And I believe that he was specifically talking about her generation, because I believe that generation hasn't been really spoken into much from the other generations. And so I heard that, Mom, and we honor that in you. And it makes me cry because, of course, she's my mom. But I just want you to know that we recognize and see that leadership in you. Release it, and we say, come forth as a mama in the house. Amen. Amen. Of course, it always touches you when it's your biological mother. Amen. So we love, I love you, Mama. Okay, next. I'm going to collect myself.
I know, Betty, you've put your arm around me many times and encouraged me just by your hug, not even by your words, your love. And I don't have my mom here, so I just reach out to you. I was in a really dark place this summer. I mean, this past winter. I don't know what it was. The Lord hasn't revealed what it was, and I really don't care that I put a label on it. But I was in a dark place, and I didn't know how to get out. I just kept saying, Lord, help me. And Diane, I talked to Rhonda, and she encouraged me. I talked to Diane, and one day Diane said, have you thought about fasting? I said, oh. Yes, yes. I don't want to think about it because I used to do it twice a week way back in the 70s when I first got saved. And it's a challenging lifestyle to lead. And I wasn't sure at 62 years old that I could go back to that. I didn't know if my body would let me. And the spirit wasn't even, I guess the spirit probably was willing. The flesh and the emotions were just at war. But when and she asked me once in the car when we were in prayer about something, and I said no. Then she took me to IHOP. She wouldn't give up on me. And a couple weeks later, she said, have you thought about fasting? And that time, I said, very weakly, I'll try. She said, I'll tell you what, I'll do it with you. You don't know what that meant to me, because I feel so alone with no family in the church, no family baptized in the Spirit. I go home and no one knows what I've done this weekend. I can't really tell them. I mean, I tried, but they turned the TV on and said, okay, thanks. I'm glad you had a good time. And there's no outlet except you guys, and I treasure you each. Like whoever just said, each one of Janice is so precious. I need you so much. I'm so appreciative. And my heart is for you, Chrissy. My heart is for Diane, Mark. Where's Mark? He left. My heart is for people, for Joe. My heart is for people who haven't risen up yet into the place that I see them in the spiritual realm. And so when Diane pulled me back and said, will you fast? And I'll fast with you. And Rhonda said, I'll fast with you. And then somebody said, why don't we meet together and pray on a weekly basis? My heart rejoiced. And for the past 5 weeks, we've been doing that. And I just have risen up like a plant when God said, I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. It was like, it's like many of the months that I had lying dormant, I sprung up. And the Lord has been just energizing me. And then when I got to the conference, he did some more. And I just feel the Spirit of the Lord telling me that we've just got done with Pesach, Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread. And now we're coming into 50 days of counting until we get to Shavuot, which is Pentecost. There's 50 days that we have to press into the kingdom of God in a way that we never have before. There's 50 days of opportunity to walk in some things that we haven't done before. There's 50 days to prepare for the hard work of summer when there's sometimes a drought, and yet there's a harvest at the end. The latter rain and the early rain, he said, if you'll open your mouth, I will fill it. I will put that Holy Spirit in you. And so these 50 days before the real hot weather gets here, is our time that we can press in. You know, all of us have someone like a Diane who said, couldn't you just fast? Couldn't you just open the Bible and read it 5 more minutes? Couldn't you just go to church 1 more time? Couldn't you call that person? Couldn't you do one thing? And I would say we are here to partner with each other. We are not the Lone Rangers. We are not isolated. That's an enemy lie. And I just call it down right now in the name of Jesus. Joe, you're not alone up there in the Northland. We pray for you. We lift you up. We love you. And I speak to Jim, and I say, Jim, the Holy Spirit showed me you have the spirit of wisdom and counsel and might, and that your heart yearns for more wisdom, and that you were put into the kingdom for such a time as this to speak into the lives of people and to declare that wisdom of the Lord over them. I see you guys in a heavenly realm, and yet you're able to come to reach those high places and bring them down so that we can all sit at the table and eat with you. I just bless the Lord that he allowed me to go to this conference, and my heart cry was, Lord, let me be a part of the restoration. Let me be a part of the healing that has to come forth. Let me be a part of encouraging people, keep walking on, don't give up. Let me be a part of whatever your plan is for this day and time. And I saw a new covenant that he had called us into a special place. He's called us into a place of revelation. You know, some places are called into a place of feeding the hungry. Some congregations are called into a place of teaching. But he's called new covenant people into a higher realm, I think, into a place of revelation about knowledge, supernatural, and I'm not talking about getting college degrees, supernatural understanding of the truths that have always been, but maybe have been hidden. He's called new covenant into a revelation powerhouse. We're not like other congregations who say, God bless our food and thank you, Jesus. We're of those who press in, go forward, and take the kingdom. Yes, Andrew, and Andrew has helped me so many times. And the Lord says to you, Andrew, you are going to continue to be someone who lifts up. I told you once, you have the spirit of Hur on you. Remember Moses? He couldn't do it alone. The leaders need helpers to hold up their hands. I can't tell you the number of times I came in here on a Wednesday night. I thought, I can't pray. I'm totally empty. I have nothing to say. My mind has not been on the Lord today. And I saw Andrew pacing with his Bible. I heard Andrew speaking in tongues. My spirit started getting stirred up. Andrew, all of us have a place that we don't even realize. And I just exhort us today to use the next 50 days before Pentecost. Do you want to see the glory fall? I do. On my individual life and on us as a congregation. So push in. Use this next 50 days. Push in to God. Dwight, the Lord told me, you're a lion. Sometimes you look like a lamb and speak like a lamb, but he's called you to be a lion. Amen. The righteous are bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. You have a voice, Dwight. Amen. I just release right now that voice of the lion unto Dwight in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys.
Amen. You know, one of the things I love and appreciate about Karen is her knowledge of all that she's learned about the Jewish tradition and all of that. Is I really believe that this is a covenant time in the spiritual realm of the church to press in to the deeper things of the Lord for the season. I believe that because I believe that He always wants to take us from faith to faith to glory to glory. And it's just an excellent time to do that. And so I just bless her. We just saw her. She worked in the prophetic area to release prophetic words. And I thought that was great that you did that in faith. And yet even, and sometimes, you know, it's a challenge. Anytime that we all moved in whatever thing that we committed to do to work in the conference, it was a challenge. It was outside of our comfort realm, or we were pressed on time. But as we did that, we met the Lord's grace at that next level. So anyway, if everyone could real quick come that's been to the conference, I'm going to finish up with this one thing before we end. Pastor Joe, is that there's a lot of impartation that we received from the conference, and I just really feel like that we're supposed to release it. So I want to be brief because I don't think this has to be wordy, but what we're going to do is, Matt, would you assist us? Would you mind playing the keyboard in the background? Because I'm just all about worship and music, and I think that I like the 24/7 thing. I mean, that's my heart. So what I'm going to do is we're going to start the declaration. I'm going to start with it, and then we're just going to pass it down. And what I would like to do is whatever that you hear the Lord saying to you that you want to decree and release into our city and into our fellowship here and into the atmosphere to do that. And I believe that we're going to break through some things into our specific area as carriers of that which we received. Hallelujah. So, Father, right now, I release and decree the new thing, Lord God, into the atmosphere. I release, Father God, the higher things of revelation and release into this land. And, Father, we shut the door prophetically on that which is old, that which is no longer, Father God, the newness of the flow of your spirit into this land. So we say, land, open up and receive the new thing of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, let it come. Receive the breath of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And Father, I just decree over this congregation a unity of spirit and a joy and a rejoicing in the work that is set before them. Father, I loose unto them a new horizon that's unobstructed by obstacles, by deceptions. Father, one that they can look and see clearly where the Lord has led them to go. And Father, I loose upon them the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, a fresh anointing to pray in tongues, a fresh anointing to walk in those giftings that you have ordained for them before the foundation of the world.
Thank you, God, and we just pray for a greater revelation of your love for us, Jesus, that you would just speak to each and every one of our hearts right now in this congregation, Lord, of your heart for us, God, that we are loved, that we are precious, that you would just reveal our identity, God, in you. That we would have confidence in you and that we are loved by the God of this universe. And Lord, that as we know that would just become our lifestyle, that we'd have a confidence in you and that we are going to live it wherever we are, God, and that people are going to see a difference in us. They will know, just want to know what we have, God, because we have you, Lord. And so I just pray that as we are loved by you, God, that we are going to spill that love over to the people and the spheres of influence that we have, God. And they are going to come to you in Jesus' name because of the love that we have by you. Thank you, God.
Father God, I release a new level of faith over this church, Father God. A new level of understanding and a new willingness to say yes to the unknown because of our faith in you, Lord, and the greatness of your wisdom and your knowledge upon us.
I too decree over you faith. Rise up, men and women of God, in this place, in this city, to your rightful place. Know that I am God, says the Lord. I am truth, says the Lord. And what I have said will come to pass over you. Walk forward in it. Know that you are the healed of the Lord. You are the delivered of the Lord. You are the overcomers. You are prosperous. Take your land, says the Lord.
your God is faithful. The Lord your God is a God of power and a God of means with the heart to give you everything in his kingdom. He knows no bounds, nor will he abide by any boundary lines. So I speak a spirit of violence and abandon over this body. A spirit of violence to take by force all that we have been given. To actually say, Lord, come and do this, please. To walk in the power that he has given. He says, you have not because you ask not. And I really feel him saying, I have so much I want to give you. I have so much I want to give you personally and so much I want to give you that you may give to others. So please come and ask me for it. So I speak a spirit of abandon, a reckless abandon to come before our Father and to ask for that which is ours and that which was freely given. Speak hunger over this body and over this city in the name of Jesus. We speak hunger that would cry out of a place of desperation and of agony, that the ground would open up and the rocks would cry out for the name of Jesus. We just ask that you would come and build hunger in the hearts of these people, God, that they would cry out for your name, that we would experience revival in this city, God. We declare it over our church, revival from hunger, Jesus, that we would cry out day and night, Jesus, for who you are, for the revelation of your Son, that we would be like Bartimaeus crying out, Son of David. God, we ask for hunger.
Father, I just speak forth revelation knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. An outpouring of revelation knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ will be downloaded to their minds, O Lord God, as they spend and walk with you, Lord God. Father, I also claim recompense. A recompense, Lord God, of what the enemy has stolen from them, Father God, will be brought back forth right now in Jesus' name. That they are going to be restored and reconciliation is going to be brought forth even a more powerful way with their Lord and their God. So, Lord, we just claim right now for this city and for this body right now that recompense will come forth, Lord God, that they are going to be restored and reconciliations, Father God, are going to be brought forth and it is going to be strong and powerful and it is going to be a three-chord strand that no man can break. In Jesus' name.
Father, we just speak forth your word into the hearts of men. We speak forth your truth, Father, in the voice of the accuser. We tell you, you will be quiet. We speak forth, Father, your love into the hearts of this nation, into this community, into these people, Father. But most, Father, I just speak forth courage to rise up in the hearts, to chase you with that abandonment. To chase you, Father, to pursue you, to hunger after you, to follow you at all cost, Father. We speak that new thing in the horizon that's right before us, and we tell you obstacles that you no longer have any authority here and that you are gone. We declare that as a done thing.
Love in heaven, we come to your throne of grace to praise you and to worship you. And we thank you, Lord, for your great goodness. And Lord, we appreciate the testimonies that say, I pray to God and I never hear anything. Lord hears every prayer all the time, and he has those in his mind. And he has those stored away. He has those filed away. Don't ever think that the Lord does not hear you. He does not know you. He knows all about you. He knows more about you than you know. And Lord, as they talk about this being the head place, the Zion place, may each one of us reach out and be a witness and a testimony over and over again to your great love. And Lord, there is nothing that's less than you, Lord, because you are the most, the greatest. There is no description of you that cannot be given, because Lord, you are everything. We give you the praise and glory and honor. May you bless each and every person in this congregation in a special way. And may you have a special anointing on each and every one of them. And may the joy of the Lord always be your strength and be your peace in the name of Jesus.
I just release the knowledge of your awesome power upon our people, Lord. Upon your people here, Lord, in this ecclesia, in this congregation, Lord. That you are more powerful than health issues. You are more powerful than life circumstance. You are more powerful than financial issues. That you are the all-powerful, Lord. And that you will impart to us power. That you have given us authority over this region, Lord. And that we will walk in that.
I decree boldness out in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I declare boldness for each and every heart, boldness in prayer, boldness that we stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that the veil is rent, that we stand forth in boldness in all that we do, all that we say, and all that we walk, and to remember that our words are life-changing things, that as we walk out in boldness, in accordance to our Lord Jesus Christ, and that portal has been opened, that his spirit has come down in a way that we have never seen before, that we will walk out in boldness from this day forward, that as these things fall into our souls, boldness, Lord, I decree boldness